Changes of Address with the MVD. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 8, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is Changes of Address with the MVD. All persons who are licensed to drive in Arizona must maintain a current mailing address with the Arizona MVD. And in addition to that, if someone is from out of state and has been here as well, and maybe, for example, on a vacation, gotten a traffic ticket, they also should have their mailing address on record with the Arizona MVD, even though they're not licensed here. The reason for that is the MVD will, on occasion, have to send out notices that have legal significance. By law, what the Motor Vehicle Department is responsible for doing is mailing it to the address that they have on record for that person, that they got from the person, and that's it. These notices, there's no requirement that the person actually receive them, and the practice now is that the post office does not forward these to a new address if somebody has given the post office a change of address. So the notices and the actions in the notice will go into effect even though the person never physically received it, as long as it was mailed to the address the Motor Vehicle Department has on record. Now, this can be very difficult if someone has, for example, a DUI case pending, because they may very well get notices about such things as the interlock device, traffic survival school, or proposed license suspension. And those actions will go into effect, as indicated in the notice, whether the person gets a notice or not. And so as a practical matter, somebody can have their license suspended and not even realize it because they moved and did not give the MVD a new mailing address. This could be particularly problematic that if the license gets suspended because you can be driving on a suspended license, not even realizing it if you didn't get the notice, be in a jurisdiction such as Scottsdale or Paradise Valley, where the police have cameras on their cars that can run plates. If you're driving a vehicle registered to you and your license is suspended, you will get stopped. Your vehicle will be impounded for 30 days, and you will be arrested and charged with driving on a suspended license. So it's very important to make sure that the mailing address is current with the Arizona MVD. If you're not licensed in Arizona, but nevertheless may be subject to traffic violations here. For example, if you were here for a holiday and got a speeding ticket or even a DUI, it is also important that you maintain a current mailing address with the Arizona MVD, because the notices will be mailed out to the address that they have. If it's an address they got from the police on the night that you got the citation, and if that's not correct, then you won't get the notices and it'll go into effect anyway. The action of the suspension of the privilege to drive here in Arizona may very well lead to a suspension of the driver's license in the person's home state. So even if the person is not licensed here in Arizona, it is important to maintain a current mailing address with the MVD. For more information on how to do a change of address, at the bottom of the transcript of this podcast, there's a link to a website the Arizona MVD has for changes of address. The easy way to do it would be on the website. However, if you're licensed out of state, you can't do that. You have to do it by calling the telephone number listed, which is 602-255-0072. So that is today's podcast, making sure your address is current with the Arizona MVD. If you have any questions, please call me.